All right? This is why what we're doing is so important. Three scriptures. If you ain't got them down, I want you to get them down. Ephesians 5:17. And by that word, Ephesians 5:17, I want you to write the word understand. You can't do what you don't understand. You can't roll if you don't know how to push. Amen? You got to understand what is the will of the Lord. Ephesians 5:17. Ephesians 5:17, that is to know 1 John 5:13. These things were written. We got 66 books in the Bible that are written that we must know in order to understand. And that's the reason why, brethren, we keep talking about 66, 39, 27. We're getting ready to go into the 12. We just finished the 5, the law, the Pentateuch. We begin to go into Joshua, which will be the beginning of the 12. So you got the 5, 12, 5, 17. That is, you got the law, the history, the devotion, the poetry that makes up the Old Testament of the 39 books of the Old Testament. You got to know this. You don't have a choice in it. If you want to grow, if you want to mature, if you want to understand, to know, you got to know. You got to be able to know the Pentateuch, the law. That is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That is Genesis beginning, Exodus bondage, Leviticus. That is a calling out to number the promise of the promised land. That is, it was so important that he deuteroasted, repeated the law in three sermons that we just got through reading in the book of Deuteronomy before you even get into the book of Joshua. You got to know that, brother. I just can't emphasize. You just got to know that. That is to be able to understand. You're going to see the 27 books of the New Testament. Y'all looking at me. That is the gospel, the 4, the 1, 21. The one that is to understand what is the will of the Lord, that is to believe who Jesus is, to get into this church, to stay saved, that is to get to heaven, that is the 21 books of the book of Revelation. You should have this sheet in your book. You should have that sheet in your book. If not that sheet in your book, you will have another sheet in your book, that is a book like this here, to give us the divisions of the New Testament. You have that in your book right there. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, the 21 books of the book of Revelation. That is the 21 books of how to live. It's the book of Revelation. This is grace and truth of John 1:17. That is, the law came by Moses and grace and truth came by Jesus Christ to understand what is the will of the Lord. So that when I say, well, the 21, you know what that is. The 21, you should relate that to living, right? Because you got saved in the Church of Christ, am I right? That is because you believe Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and this is where you want to go to heaven, amen. Amen. But to go to heaven, you got to understand the whole Bible. Amen. So you got to understand the 39 to 27. And I know I've been redundant. I know I've been repetitious, but that's all right. I'm going to be redundant and be repetitious because we are fighting a warfare, amen. That devil's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And if you breathe and if you walk and if you live, you're going to come in contact with the devil. Amen. It makes no difference how strong you may be. If that rascal had the audacity to tempt Jesus, brother, he'll tempt me and you. Amen. So what we're doing, putting on the whole armor of God that we may be able to fight the wiles of the devil. And this is why this is so important. That is 39, 27 makes 66. That is, I'm going to say it again. You got the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Yesterday we're starting the 12, am I right? Which is the book of Joshua, am I right? And then we'll follow 12, am I right? Till we get to 5, the book of encouragement, the book of poetry, and then we're going to the 17, and that's what we'll do when we study. Now, Brother Brown made a good comment, and guess what? The comment I'm going to heed to. That is, that we might be one, that we maybe all speak the same thing, amen. And I would not do it in Sunday school. I would do it during worship, amen. And the reason why, some teachers are downstairs, and they need to be upstairs to hear. So I would do it during worship, but I will warn you. Like, I ain't getting up off to the pulpit to 10 minutes. I will preach 45 minutes. I'm going to teach 45 minutes. So you might not get out of church, and I shouldn't say it to some of you, because y'all might not come. But you might not get out. Hopefully you're going to get out at 12:30. If I get in the pulpit at 15 minutes to 12, because I can't do it in 20 minutes. And I don't want to do it in 20 minutes. Amen. I'm going to take 45 minutes to do it. Amen. Is that all right? So what I'm saying is, it just depends on how long the brothering. But we're here to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because we're being redundant and repetitiously. Because I'm telling you, brethren, if you don't do it, they understand this here or this here. But brother, I'm telling you, when you get into 12 to 5 to 17, if you don't understand the 39, when you get over here, you're not going to understand that. And I'm going to show you that in 1 minute, okay? In relationship to a promise versus the prophecy, as we get into Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, all the 50 chapters of the book of Genesis, as we underline the promise of the prophecies, the messianic prophecies in relationship to scheme of redemption. Okay? Now, here we are right now. All right? We as a congregation has decided that we was going to read the whole Bible together. Am I right? So here we are right now. Right now, we are, as we read the Bible right here, we're in the book of Joshua, am I right? We already have went through Adam, the Eden, the Cain, the Abel, the Noah, the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, which was the book of Genesis, am I right? And we're going to see that. Then the book of Exodus, which means bondage, there arose a king that did not know Joseph, amen. Am I right? All the way to, see, the Red Sea, crossing of the Red Sea to the wandering of 40 years in the wilderness, and now we're in the book of Joshua, that is going to last 51 years to 40 years. That is, this occurred from the flood of Genesis 6 up until this period of time, 857 years, or until creation, Genesis 1:1. Am I right? Until Noah, some 1,600 years lapsed. You with me? That's important, but it's not important. See, and the reason why I'm going to show you this here, but see, all this here is a part of scheme of redemption and understanding what the 39 is. Because see, if you don't understand Ephesians 5:17, what we're saying here in relationship to the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, in relationship to time period as to why it occurred and applied to the Old Testament, bro, you're not going to understand scheme of redemption. And if you don't understand scheme of redemption, you're not going to understand words like we're going to see. Seed, bruise, head, heal, in relationship to understanding Genesis 3:15 that you're going to see in a minute as we denote that in our learning. See, because see, all of this occurred back here because of sin. Of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16 and 17. To bring us until right now. Now see, you haven't been drinking Kool-Aid, Willis, and drinking Willis had not been reading. See, you don't understand what we've been saying. See, we drink the Kool-Aid because we believe this is the process and fulfillment of Galatians 4:4. A fulfillment of Matthew 1:1. A fulfillment of Matthew chapter 2 and verse 32 in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. See, if you don't understand that, am I going too fast? See, but see, you got to understand that in order to understand what he's talking about here in relationship to understanding this here. Amen? Amen? So with that being said, do you understand why now we are where we are? And this is the 11th week. And boy, some powerful wording that's been going on for 11 weeks. From our brothering, amen, in our book, amen, as we have went through 10 periods, now 11 periods to get us to the book of Joshua. That is, we have seen the wilderness, we have seen Mount Sinai, crossing of the Red Sea, unto Moses, Exodus 1, to the patriarchs, to the flood, to the genealogy of Genesis chapter 5, all the way up to creation, amen, that is just the 50 chapters of the book of Genesis. Amen. And how can you say you can know God's will when you don't understand this? How can you push if you don't know how to roll the ball? John 8:31, if you continue in my words. This is how you got to know this, brethren. See, I don't care how good a preacher may be. I don't care how eloquent he may be. I don't care how many people go to that church. If people don't understand scheme of redemption, it's for nothing. I mean, you go to church, what you come here for? I'm not here to entertain you. It's not about emotion. You're here to be transformed. You're here to put it on, Colossians 3:16. You let the word of Christ dwell in you. Because guess what? The devil is for real. He in my house. He in all of our house. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much you clean it up. He still come up in there. Amen. He on your job. It may be your job. Amen. So what you got to do and what we got to do is come to an understanding to know, to apply, so we can transform. Amen. And hopefully when we leave here the next 15 to 20 minutes and when we go through this here, or when we go through the book of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and go through Joshua and all these books, man, you're going to say, man, thank God for Jesus. Amen. And based on what I understand, based on this here, listen to this, brother. How can all this happen? I'm going to ask you a question. How can all this happen if it wasn't for a purpose? What was the purpose? The purpose was for Jesus to die. And you're going to see that in a minute. Amen. You got to go all the way around here, amen, to get to here, am I right? Amen. In order for a church to be established, am I right? In order for us to be saved, amen, am I right? In order for us to get to heaven. So if you don't know the 66 or the 39 or the 27, how to rightly divide this here, 2 Timothy 2:15, how you going to know how to live here? How you going to know how to live if you ain't in the right church? Because if you don't get in the right church, this ain't no good. Because you didn't believe this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Is that right? Am I right? So what we got to do is start from the beginning. And that's what we've been doing. Am I right? And what we got to do is watch that timeline all the way through time. Amen. Even during this period of time right here. See, this is important. This is important. Why? Because they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, am I right? Until this period here. That's the reason why he repeated the law three times. Deuteros, three sermons. To obey, allegiance, in order to have comfort. That's what Deuteronomy is all about. He tells them, it ain't your choice. Obey me. Listen to my word. I'm a jealous God. I want total allegiance. Amen. Why? So that you can be confident. Amen. It's a promised land. That word Canaan means place of rest. Amen. Am I right? That is to the book of Joshua. Amen? Y'all with me? Amen? See, if you don't have this sheet, you need to see me. Is it in your book? You need to see Brother Brown. Because this sheet right here, y'all need to be looking right now. Make sure you got that in your book. Because everybody should be, Brother Brown should be knocking your door down if you ain't got it. Can I get it? Now, if I say it, if you ain't got them $5, I promise you, before church was over with. Brother Brown, you got my $5. But what I'm trying to give you is more. It's priceless, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So, with that being said, pull your sheet out right quick. And I want you to go to the book of Genesis. And let me find the handout here. And we'll look at that. But what you're going to need is a pencil paper. And I'm going to give you some wording here. And then we'll press on. Get your sheet of paper. And I want you to do, I'm going to put it up on the sheet here if I can find it. They're going to do with Genesis. And open your Bible to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. All right, open your Bible to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, and let's begin, okay? Y'all ready? Now, get your piece of paper out other than Genesis 3:15, or you can write on that paper, before you write on that paper. And get your, so you keep up with it. And then let's go ahead and begin Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. And I'm going to come down here with you. Is that all right? All right. Open your Bible to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, and let's begin. I'm going to wait till you get there. And when you come to church, bring the same Bible. Whatever Bible you choose, that's your Bible. Or sometimes we just pick up a Bible, you ran out of the house, I just pick up one. Just don't pick up any Bible. Pick up your Bible. Amen. A Bible that you use. Now, it's all right to use internet. It's all right to use iPads, but you can't write on those. But you can write in your book. Amen. And when you get home, you want to transport. I don't care. Do what you want to do. But here we go. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. And let's go ahead and begin with that for the next 15 minutes if we can. All right. Let's go ahead and begin. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. Look at the sheet here. It says, number one, Genesis means beginning. That's the first thing I want you to note. Genesis do mean beginning. Beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1 and 1. All right. Each chapter we go through is going to have wording, okay? I'm going to give them to you, but don't worry about it. But the word I want you to remember today is beginning. Exodus, bondage. Leviticus, call out of. Number, the numbering. Deuteros, the law. Don't worry about that, but we're just going to look at the beginning. The author is Moses. Moses wrote the first five books of the law. Some people call it, and let me give you the word, you might want to write that down, P-E-N-T-A, P-E-N-T-A, T-E-U-H. It's called the Pentateuch. And you might want to write John 1:17. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That is, the first five books of the Bible is called the law, or the Pentateuch. If you ever study, you see the word Pentateuch. Pentateuch is the law is the Pentateuch. Nothing but the first five books. Who's the author of the first five books, as well as Genesis, is Moses. Moses wrote it around 1400 before he died, at an age about 120. I think he died around that age right there. So with that being said, you know that the book of Genesis means beginning. Am I right? You know who the author is. You know the first five books of the Bible. And this is so important, is the law. And even under the New Testament, John 1:17, I want you to note that, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now, there's other scriptures that say the same thing, but the one we're going to use for right now, if you're a Bible student, you'll make note of those other scriptures, amen. And you want to share with your other brothers and sisters, that's fine. But the thing that I want to transpire, engrave upon your mind right now, for our understanding, for our knowledge to be transformed, well, somebody say, well, what do the word Genesis mean? I don't know. Well, it means not that singing group. It means beginning, amen? And probably those who name a singing group by the name Genesis don't know what it means. They just call themselves that because it sounds good. But it has a meaning to it. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. I'm going to give you five words here. And some of you already have them. But that's so important. If you had Genesis 3 and 15, I want you to denote Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16 and verse 17. Because in Genesis 2 and verse 16 and 17, that is the first messianic command that God gives to mankind. And by Genesis 2, 16, 17, I want you to denote John 14, 6. The reason why I want you to denote 14, 6 is because John 14, 6, because guess what, y'all, it ain't but one way. If you read through the whole Old Testament, as we go through the whole Old Testament, the 39 books in the Old Testament, you'll see that God had never told man two ways to do things. So if you have by example, and this is the only thing we can go by, is example. The only thing we can go by what's written in the book, right? Because you can't add two, nor take away. Three scriptures, Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 22:18-19. He said, don't add two, nor take away from my word. You read the book of Leviticus, you read the book of Deuteronomy, isn't he explicit? Don't he tell detail of what he wants the children of Israel to do? Amen. So God has always been a God of one command. So in Genesis 2, in verse 16, look at the command. I want you to look there. This is what he told Adam and Eve to do. Amen. Now, let me tell you one more thing. The word patriarch means father. P-A-T-R-I. Patriarch. P P-A-T-R-I, it means Father. Under the old law, or under the law of Pentateuch, there were no written law. There was an oral law. Now, under the law of Moses, from Moses all the way through the life of Jesus, there were a written law. The Ten Commandments, for example, was under the law of Moses. The book of Leviticus, the book of Deuteronomy, the whole Old Testament, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John is part of the law of Moses. So you're going to see two periods here already, am I right? You're going to see the patriarchal age and the law of Moses. Right now we're in the patriarchal age. So I want you to know that patriarch, P-A-T-R-I, means father. And God spoke to the head of every household. There were no written law. So you had patriarchs like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. There were many more. See, Noah was a patriarch. Read chapter 5. It'll tell you the lineage up until this point. Amen. Through 12:17-49. Now, if you got your sheet, write 12, write the name Abraham. You didn't get that this morning. 17, you're going to write Jacob and Esau. Then 49, you're going to write Joseph. Okay? And we're just going to talk about those characters in the book of Genesis. We're not going to go no further, even though there are many more. Amen. But if you can understand the patriarchs, P-A-T-R-A, and that word means father, am I right? See, in relationship of fulfilling the seed promise in relationship to the command of Genesis 2. And you're going to understand in a minute when I give you those five words. So, go to Genesis 2 and verse 16. Look at the command. He says, and the Lord God commanded. See, when the Lord God talked, you better listen. Hello? See, the Lord God said up on the first day of the week, we lay by in store as we what? We lay by in store as we prosper. Well, if the Lord God commanded, why are you going to do it another way? He didn't tell you to tithe on the grace and truth. He said, lay by in store as you what? God loves a cheerful giver, amen? Will a man rob God? If you rob God, God going to get you anyway, amen? Am I right? Up on the first day of the week, we come together to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Am I right? Who said that? The Lord God said it. The Bible. Am I right? I mean, when you come in, we take the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. Am I right? They're trying to make a point. See, in the world we live in today, where everything is explicit, or everything is expedient, people want to change the Bible to fit time. You can't change God's Word. God's Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? We sing, amen. Now you may say, well, y'all outdated. A man told me one time, he said, yeah, y'all better come on board. Y'all right here talking about y'all can't sing, folk gonna leave y'all. They ain't gonna leave me because I'm with the word. How you gonna leave the word, amen? Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, the Bible says we're gonna sing, am I right? What you think I'm gonna do? I'm gonna sing. Am I right? Because that's what the Lord God commanded, amen? I don't care how bad y'all sing. You ain't singing to sing how good you sing because God told you to sing. Amen. Folks said, y'all sure can't sing. But that's all right. We singing. We singing. Am I right? Singing ain't a word, is it? But in the Lord commanded, the man saying, look at the word, the man, Adam, amen. He was the patriarch. Am I right? And it was his responsibility to tell everybody else. Amen. Am I right? The man saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. But of the tree that's called the apple tree, how come when you see what by Adam and Eve, you always eating the apple? What they say? Adding to God's word, am I right? So you better be careful what you listen to. Charlton Heston, he messed up on the Ten Commandments. Don't care how good the movie was. You better go back to the word, am I right? To see what happened. Am I right? They just made a movie. They're going to make a movie so you can pay your money to go see it. And they want to make it interesting, amen? Am I right? But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall eat of it for the day you eat it. Oh, you shall surely what? Now, that's the command. Now, by that, write Genesis 3 and verse 15. Because we know in chapter 3 they disobey God. And because they disobey God, in verse number 15, this is the first messianic prophecy, and these are the words that I want you to see. And here we go. Here we go. Genesis 3:15. And I want you to write down with me. Follow along with me. He says here in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity. Underline that word enmity. And this is what the word means if you don't have it. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see it. That word enmity means strife. S-T-R-I-F-E. It means hatred. H-A-T-R-E-D. And it means warfare. There will be a warfare through strife, through hatred. And you're going to see why in a minute. I will put enmity, S-T-R-I-F-E, hatred, H-A-T-R-E-D, warfare, W-A-R-F-A-R-E, between the seed. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. Underline the word seed. And that word seed, S-E-E-D, you're going to have two seeds in operation, the seed of God and the seed of the devil. That word seed means, let me get a word in meaning, it meaning offspring, O-F-F-S-P-R-I-N-G, or ancestors, A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S, and tie that in to Romans 8, 16, and 17. And then what I like, John, you know what that means? And we're going to see it. That because of the seed, amen, even though it was a warfare, even though it was strife, even though it was hatred, guess what happened? Romans 8, 16, 17, we became heirs of God and we become joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Hey, you know why? Because we're in the right church. Amen. Don't that make sense? Because you're going to see the seed of God and the seed of the devil. The devil said, no, no, Jesus, you ain't coming. See, I'm going to win this battle. And God said, yes, yes, I am coming, and I'm going to win. And what we're going to see through the whole Old Testament, that seed going from generation to generation to generation through offspring and ancestry until finally Shiloh comes. Amen? And when he come, guess what he did? He built a church. Don't that make sense? How many churches did he build? If any church could do, why would he build one? I mean, if you could be saved any way you want to be saved, well, why did he come? Don't that make sense? You understand what I'm saying? So you see that word seed. Then the next thing, let's continue to read, because I want you to see it. It said here, between your seed and her seed, and then it said, he shall bruise, and underline that word bruise, B-R-U-I-S-E. And that word bruise means to crush, C-R-U-S-H. That is to trample, T-R-A-M-P-L-E. Then I like this word here. It means lying in wait. That old devil lying in wait to crush the seed of God, amen, through the warfare of enmity. You with me? See, enmity, hatred, strife, warfare, that is through the seed, through the ancestry of the promise of the seed, that is the devil saying, hey, I'm going to crush you, I'm lying in wait, hey, and I'm going to bruise you. And let me give you a couple of examples right quick. You remember in Genesis 4, when you read, if you read, there were two individuals named Cain and Abel. One was righteous, one was unrighteous. The book of Jude said that Cain was unrighteous. So Cain killed Abel, is that right? Am I right? Let me step back. Dara told me I don't spit on you no more, John. Let me take my... Dara says, but anyway, Genesis 4, say, my wife instructs me. Anyway, she said, Genesis 4, Cain ain't right. One righteous, one was unrighteous, right? So Cain killed Abel, am I right? Am I right? And Abel was the righteous one in relationship. The seed brother went through with Abel, amen? The devil said, I don't want. Enmity warfare. I'll stop the seed. It ain't going to be no ancestry. Because I won the battle. But guess what happened, y'all? God blessed him with another son, am I right? His name what? Come on. And that's what we're going to say. And this don't excite you? You wait till you get over in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, and you start, we're going to watch that seed go from generation to generation to Shiloh come. Am I right? Am I right? And we're going to see it. I hope I'll be able to finish. I won't get too old before I get through with it. Because the rate I'm going, I'll be about 80. But Freud said he'll continue. Y'all with me? And then y'all remember Genesis 6? God repented that he made man. Am I right? Am I right? Y'all remember the Tower of Babel? Y'all remember? And I can go on and on and on and on. Am I right? If you read the 5th chapter, chapter 6, the Bible said it repented God that he made man. He's up to destroy everything from the face of the earth, didn't he? But he found one man, didn't he? Found grace in his eyes, didn't he? His name was Noah, didn't he? He told Noah to build a what? He gave him explicit direction, didn't he? Read Genesis 6 sometime. You say, well, what gopher wood? I don't know, but he better used it. Noah said, well, God, you tell me to bring a pair of arrow animal onto this ship, and you don't want me to put one and one doe in it? It going to stank up in here. Can I give me one more? Amen? What God told him to do? He told him, so high, how tall, how wide, pair of every kind, put one doe, read it. Am I right? God was explicit. And you tell me you can do what you want to do when you worship? And y'all talk praise and worship? That ain't praise. You're praising the devil. Hello? Y'all laugh at us because we won't use instruments. Y'all laugh at us because we stick to the Bible. Y'all call me outdated. Y'all call me crazy? Y'all meet folks in the store, they ask y'all still that little crazy Al? Because y'all come back and say, Al, you crazy? I said, yeah, I'm crazy for Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I'm crazy for Jesus. Amen. Am I right? Y'all with me? So you see, the enmity, the warfare, the strife, the hatred, the seed, that's the ancestry of the offspring, then the bruise to crush, to trample, and then old devil's lying in wait. And he lied in wait through the whole Old Testament until finally Jesus came. Luke 19:10, to seek and save that which is lost. And that's the reason why you got to know the 27, because you don't know the first 4 years. He has come, amen, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Am I right? And we're going to see it up there when you get to Matthew 1:1, Luke 3:24, Acts 3:22, Matthew 1:1, Matthew 1:2, and 3. We're going to see it in Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Ain't that something? Hello? Y'all with me? Until, look at the next word right quick. I'm out of time. It says here, the head. All right? And that head simply means one who's in control. Power. Authority. Amen? Matthew 28:18. Colossians 1:18. Ephesians 1:22-23. That is, look at your text here. Go back to Genesis 3 and verse 15. And let's continue to read. Because in Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between you and your woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise, he shall crush, he shall trample, he shall lie in wait your head. Who had Jesus' head? Amen. Who has power? Jesus. Who has authority? Jesus. Amen. Look what it says here. It says, and he shall bruise his heel. And I want you to write the word heel. And that word heel means one who is in lesser control. One who is lesser than the head. The head is the head and the heel is the heel. That means one who is lesser. Even though there was warfare, even though there were strife, even though there were hatred, hey, the battle was won before they even fight the fight. So when you read Genesis 3:15, you see these words, and this is what you should understand when you read that. Because go to Galatians 4:4 right quick, and I'm going to wrap it up. Galatians 4:4, all right? Galatians 4:4. Because see, when you see here, this is the promise side over here. This is the promise side over here. And write promise up here, all right? And fulfillment over here. This is the promise, and this is fulfilled. It was promised over here, that is enmity, amen. Enmity, amen. That is enmity, the seed, the bruise, the head, and the heel, and fulfillment over here. So write this right in your sheet. And don't worry about it, because next week, what I'm telling you, after I told you, I'm going to give you a new sheet with all this on here. But I didn't want to give you a new sheet with all it on today, because I want you to write it down. The reason why I want you to write it down, because when you write it down and see it, you reinforce it. But if I gave it to you, you'd throw it down. But when you take time to write it down, or when you take something to read it out loud, you comprehend it better. See, we read with our eyes, but you don't comprehend greater unless you hear. Is that right, teacher? Is that right? Okay, got a teacher back there. She said, that's right. Is that right? Now, teacher said, I'm right. I know I'm right. All right? So, you're going to write promise over here, and you're going to write fulfillment over there. Now, last scripture. You don't like that. The devil did that. Galatians 4:4. I'm just telling you, he don't like it. What we telling y'all, he don't like. Amen. Y'all can't get this nowhere. Amen. Because these preachers want to tell you something to make you feel good so they can get paid. Amen. Don't make no difference with me. I cooked me some butter beans yesterday. I'm just telling you the truth. And I just got just enough for me. So I don't have no hard feeling. Galatians 4:4. All right, let's go to Galatians 4:4, and then we'll wrap it up. So, in Galatians 4:4, look at what it said here. Galatians 4:4. He said, y'all there? And I'm going to tie it in. Y'all ready? To what we just learned, those five words, right? He said, but when the fullness of time, look what he said. Now, I want you to underline that word, had come. Now, had come is past tense, right? Not is coming, future tense, but has come. Now, by that, I want you to write 21. And you know why I want you to write 21? Because this is a part of the living, because we got saved in Acts, because we believed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That it was promised in Genesis 3:15, now it came to reality in Galatians 4:4. Jesus had come. God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. See, that's the seed promise of Genesis 3:15. Born of a woman, amen, tied in Ephesians 5, guess what that is? His bride. See, Christ is married to the church, am I right? The church is his bride, eh, right? Ephesians 5:25, amen. Am I right? See, of a woman is a bride, amen. Shake your head. Okay, what the world say? Forget CNN. Amen. Forget what your president say. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. Amen. Born under the law. See, those are 39, am I right? Plus 4. Reason why I say plus 4, because I'm going to tie in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Right? So if you got your Bibles here, you're right, have come, you're right, 21, right? Am I right? God sent forth his son, Jesus, born of a woman, seed, am I right? Am I right? See, under the law, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to redeem, a price had to be paid, Romans 6:23, those who were under the law, am I right? See, what happened was, let me go back and show it to you right quick. See, when Jesus died on the cross, see, what he had to do, redemption had to go all the way back to all these people. See, the blood that was shed right here, am I right? Based on a promise back him? Back him? Y'all with me? See, redemption had to go all the way back. And guess what? Guess what, Terry? Nobody's blood couldn't do it but Jesus. Amen. Y'all with me? To redeem, look what it says here. To redeem those who are under the law. But what's he talking about under the law? He's talking about all these people right here who live from Genesis 1 all the way based on the disobedience of Genesis 3 when Adam and Eve sinned into God based on the promises of Genesis 3:15. Is that right? Do you understand that? And that same blood purchased the church. Whereby we can be saved. See, the blood saved them, see, through redemption. The blood saved us by building a church for redemption. Y'all with me? Blood worked both ways. Went all the way back and went all the way forward. Hello? That's enough to make you say amen, amen? Am I right? To redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Y'all remember that word back there? Hear that word again. Seed. It means offspring. Am I right? It means offspring. It means ancestry. You with me? That's what he's talking about. That we might be sons and daughters, heirs of God, and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So next week, what we're going to do, because you already got that, right? Hey, if anybody want to donate a PowerPoint machine, y'all say, well, you begging. I just sure is. Y'all able to buy one and give it to it, let us have it. Am I right? Yeah, I can just click, couldn't I? But I need to walk in the way, don't quit. Huh? Next week, what are we going to do? They work, don't they? But it sure will be a lot easier, but that's all right. Next week, what are we going to do? We're going to tie in Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, and run all the way down to 50, and then we'll be through the book of Genesis. Then we go into bondage of Exodus chapter 1. Y'all with me? Don't it make sense? Y'all got it? Yes, sir. Well, that's the whole point. Well, the whole point. See, he say, this is only for the unrighteous and not the unrighteous. For the righteous and not the unrighteous. Well, number one, if you don't understand this, you ain't going to be righteous. And the reason why, brother, listen to me. You can't understand or you can't do what you don't know. Am I right? The Bible says in Hebrews 5, you got to learn the first principles. For a time when you ought to be teachers, you are babes. And that's the reason why I'm teaching this here. That's the reason why I'm saying 11 weeks ago as a congregation, let's drink the same Kool-Aid. Let's be one. Let's read the Bible together. Because I knew if I get us studying God's word, I get us on the same wavelength, can't nobody touch us. Amen. Can't nobody touch us. The devil can't touch us. Ain't no problem too big that God can't help us with. And what that simply means is, Ephesians 4:30 says we've been sealed. We got our hands around us. Can't nobody touch us. Now, I'm not saying you ain't going to have no problems. But it ain't going to be your problems. Because you're going to turn them over to God. And we can do all things. My God shall supply. Ain't nothing too big that God can't handle. But you got to have the frame of mind to be able to handle it. And most people go to church, they don't know. I told you, just ask two or three people how many books in the Bible. They don't know. Don't need to go no further. You don't need to go to the Old Testament because they don't know how many books. I know they ain't going to know the Old Testament. And they don't want to holler, Jesus. Most people holler, I got Jesus. You start talking. I don't know why they get in that position. This is Jesus pose. I know. I deal with them every day. And when they do that, I just back away. The reason why I back away, because if your mind ain't right, and that's what we try to do here. And that's the reason why people don't want to come here, because people don't want to hear truth. We don't ran a whole lot of people away from here. You stick around here too long, you better be careful. You ain't right. We're running you away from here. And the reason why we're running you away, because you got choices. You say, well, I don't have to go here. I can go to one. Well, a church ain't dogmatic as Al. Al is crazy. Am I right? Because everybody was here for the 30-something years I've been here, I wouldn't have to put no ropes up in the rights of the brother. You wouldn't have room for them. Sister Brooke been with me a long time. Her and her sister like this here. She know me. She see me when I was fat. She see me when I'm slimming back down. Hope I don't get back fat no more. Is that right, Judge? Judge don't like me talking that way. All right, we have a table. All right. If you're here today and you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come right now as we're standing and be singing. Ooh.